Welcome into Seniors Saluting Seniors, presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City, here on AM 1570 KZWC, here at halftime of tonight's football game, as we are, Quinn Douglas here with you for our senior, I guess you can call it a senior spotlight interview. And joining us on our Senior Saluting Senior program this week is Webster City senior Ashley Nydecker joins us. Coach, or, Ashley, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course, thank you.
So obviously, I know right now you're in the middle of your senior volleyball season. And before we dive into that, just how would you say things have fared for you personally here through the start of your senior volleyball season?
I think it's been good. It's all very fun, and yeah, I've just enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm.
And outside of volleyball, what are some of the other activities that you have been involved in your 4 years at Webster City?
I've been involved in volleyball, basketball, soccer, student council, NHS, Spanish club, dance marathon, yearbook, all that stuff.
Keeping yourself busy, no question about that. And outside of school, what are some of your hobbies that you have when you're not involved in all those activities outside of school?
Outside of school, I like to just hang out with my friends, and then when I'm not doing sports, I like to do just, like, anything fun or creative. Like, I like if there's any opportunity to be creative, I like making posters for football games or just really anything like that.
And obviously, you know, you talk about hanging out with friends, and whether that's in school, outside of school, or on the athletic fields or courts. How would they describe you, Ashley? How would they describe you? How would your peers describe you as someone in the classroom?
I hope they describe me as a kind person. I think that's a big compliment. So hopefully that they can describe me that way. I'd say also probably hardworking. Mm-hmm. I try my best every day, so hopefully kind and hardworking.
And on the other side of that, you know, when you're competing in sports or activities, you know, how would they describe you as someone, as a competitor, you know, on the court, on the field, or wherever it may be?
I'd say hardworking again. I'm always trying to try my best or put my best effort into it, and so I'd say that. I'd say I've started to grow in confidence in all of my sports, so hopefully they can see that too. But, yeah, I'd say that.
And obviously through your 4 years in high school with all the activities you're in, I'm assuming there's probably been a lot of achievements that have come your way from a lot of those activities. And if you had to narrow it down to maybe just one or even two achievements, what would you say your biggest achievements have been so far in your high school career?
I'd say my biggest achievement would be being voted NHS president by all those who are in NHS. I'd say that was pretty cool. I'd say that was probably my biggest achievement.
Yeah, that's a fantastic one. And kind of moving to a similar topic from there, obviously throughout your time in high school, I'm sure through everything you've done, you've had a lot of memorable moments from all the activities that you've been a part of. If you could narrow it down, and it could be an activity, could just be in the classroom, but if you had to narrow it down, what would you say maybe, you know, in one or two instances, what are your most memorable moment or moments from your time in high school?
I'd say some things that are pretty memorable was like last year when we didn't have our phones at school, and so we would just try and find ways to keep entertained when we weren't working on anything. So I'd say when we would play like Uno or other games, and I don't know, I think that's fun to just like spend time with each other when we're not working on anything at school, things like that.
That might be the best answer I've had to that so far. I can't lie. Moving on from there, obviously, throughout your time in high school, I'm sure you've had a number of people that have stood out as role models, whether it's your parents, a coach, a teacher, could be an older sibling, could be someone that is that was just a couple years older than you. If you had to narrow it down to just one or two people, who would be that big role model or role models for you in your time in high school?
I'd say my biggest role models would be, I have older step siblings who have been role models to me. I have my sister, Gabby Larson, who is at college at Iowa State right now, and she was always very successful and hardworking with school. And then Chloe Savitsky, who's always working hard and was very successful in sports. So I say that they pushed me and were big role models to me all of my high school career.
And finally, once you graduate from Webster City this spring, what are your future plans, Ashley?
Right now, I'm not completely set right now, but I'm looking into physical therapy or like kinesiology, and I like Iowa State for those types of things. So, yeah, I'm not completely set, but that's what I'm looking into right now.
All right, Ashley, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck the rest of your senior volleyball season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Of course, thank you so much.
That was Ashley Neidegger, a senior at Webster City High School here on our Senior Saluting Seniors program presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City. We go back with halftime next on AM 1570 KZWC.